long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You remember I looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the village green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
Hey everyone, this is Cam, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have some great guests tonight, and we'll introduce them after this song. Up first is like kind of like a political comment song, and it's "Nasty" by Janet Jackson.
past divorce. I don't want you to think. You nasty boys, nasty, nasty boys. I don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys. I don't like no nasty girl. I don't like a nasty food. Ooh, yeah. The only nasty thing I like is a nasty groove. Will this one do? Uh-huh, I know. Sing. Nasty boys, I don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys, nasty, nasty boys, I don't ever change. Oh, you nasty boys, nasty, nasty boys, give me a nasty groove. Oh, you nasty boys, nasty, nasty boys, let me see your nasty. Like this. Listen up. I'm not a fool. I just want some respect. So close the door if you want me to respond. 'Cause privacy is my middle name. My last name is Control. No, my first name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Nasty boys.
So again, this is supper.
This is the supper.
And Dana's not here tonight, which we're all so sad about, but we have some
Single
new guests
here.
And they've been on the show before. And would you like to reintroduce you guys, everyone?
Yeah.
Reintroduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I don't think my mic is on.
His mic isn't working?
Is it on?
Sucks to suck. My name is DJ Real Deal.
And so what's our topic of discussion at dinner tonight?
We haven't decided yet. What do you want to talk about? Favorite meals?
Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. Let's
Halloween
talk
is coming up.
Halloween's coming up.
Supper and Halloween. That's a great, great topic.
Love a good Halloween supper.
I usually have a good dinner at Halloween.
I remember, the only dinner I remember having at Halloween, one time my mom made chili, and it was delicious.
Yes. Did you like
it? It was a vivid memory.
Like, why don't you only remember that? Why is it just that one Halloween?
Maybe it was the first time. Maybe, like, you know, you always, like, remember your, like, first chili. You know, like, the first good
That's
chili
a good point.
You eat.
That's a good point.
So, like, I was just, like, it was Halloween. I was in my costume, and I was eating chili. And I was
what kind of
loving
chili?
It. Well,
White
okay,
bean?
So, well, no. It's, like, a regular black bean chili. Pinto, please.
Oh, I love pinto.
I'm not a fan of pinto beans.
Jacob, you've never had pinto beans?
I refuse.
Yeah, so it's the classic pinto black bean chili. My mother's chili is a spoon chili, not a fork chili. There's some debate. You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
there is.
So it was a spoon chili. There was cornbread. It was a great time.
Oh, I love cornbread.
My mom makes the best cornbread.
Is it out of the little blue box?
No, it's out of a tin from Miles Farmers Market in Ohio. That's a good shout out. We are not sponsored by them, but shout out to Miles Farmers Market.
You want to know what has a really good corn muffin? Magmuff.
Magmuff.
We're not sponsored by them, but they're really good.
We would really love to be sponsored
Your accent
by Magmuff.
Isn't really, it's turning more southern than it is Australian. I am noticing an evolution. We need to work on that.
It's not an accent. It's his way of life.
It's like the way I live.
You're picking it up again. I'm really proud.
So yeah, and what is everyone planning on being for this Halloween?
My package is coming in on Wednesday. So Cam and I are going for a twin look. Cam, do you have a DJ name?
Cam.
Okay, Cam and Real Deal, planning on going a twin look. Catholic schoolgirls. We have the kilts.
We have the Catholicism.
We have the Catholicism. And we have the fun.
We do. It's going to be a great look.
It's going to be a sophisticated look.
Here's a little taste for anyone who sees me out. My skirt will not be fingertip length.
Oh. Mine will be rolled at least 3 times.
How about you guys?
We will be doing, for one night, we will be USA Freedom Girls.
Okay.
A la Donald
famous
Trump.
From Donald Trump's
Rally. Yes. The song we played on the Real Deal show
yes.
a few nights ago.
And another night.
Like a month ago.
We will be Dragon Tales.
Oh.
And then on a separate night, I'm going to be Cordy from Jemai Private School Girl. And my friend Natasha Stats Gary. She's going to be Jemai.
Oh, why Cordy?
Cardi.
Cordy's the gay friend.
Well,
Cordy is the gay best friend.
He's the guy best friend.
What about Sebastian?
Sebastian is like a year 7. He's under eye.
You need a Kwame?
I will be doing Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Okay. I guess I didn't get into private school girl enough.
You got it.
Jemai.
That's like really tragic.
It's Syracuse.
It's like pre-quiche.
It's pre-quiche.
The only scene I remember that show is when she pushed her mom into the pool. Sweet 16 or something like that.
She deserved it. She didn't get her Coke Zero.
No.
I love Coke Zero.
She picked her up at 307, not 30-effing-10. 310.
So
you hate to hear it.
For our next song, we're going to play a little James Blake little remix.
Oh,
so everyone get a
whoa.
Little hyped.
That's really good.
Let's get lit. No, just turn the mics off. You don't have to be.
I land in London, land of Lincoln, all on my mind. I plan to plan it back after playing a pack show in due time. I'm roundabout, I bought a round of English ale for my pals. The bouncer sold an ounce of brothers, weird to me for like 200 pounds. I think my English getting real, real bad. Cause it's dumb bitch, and I'm real, real bad. No speakers in doom, but I'm real, real good. Dumb skin mic, but I still feel bad. I'm a chill feel addict. I wonder if God's still magic. I wonder if not still magic. Down under the north, it's still a havoc. Why I run around wondering, pondering life. Life around here, when life ain't really been around here sometimes it's
never done.
Save yourself first.
A little rendition by some fellow singers we have in the room.
Some freeformers. It's now time for Real Deal, me, to read the PSA. Let's think about some numbers. Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. So the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history? Who wants to guess?
None.
Four.
Zero.
What?
Cam.
I just like to be a little different.
You know.
This was a message from the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Vote yes on 4.
What's
November
8th?
Also,
marijuana legalization in Massachusetts.
For the second PSA, please donate to WMFO.
Yes, please donate.
Donate.wmfo.org. It's super easy, super fun, and we will love you forever for it.
Unlike NPR, we don't like make you listen to us drone on about it. So just do it.
Just
so
do
we
it.
Shut up
so we can
it.
Shut up. Thanks.
Thanks. So we're also discussing supper with Halloween.
Mm-hmm. That was our topic, yes.
Yes, of course.
And we were just also discussing like being a lady.
Yes.
You know, that was a
being
topic.
A lady.
So how would you be a lady on Halloween? Like, what's the book say about being a lady on Halloween?
So like we were talking about before, your skirt must
this
be...
This is also in reference to Real Deal's show earlier, where she was given a present from her father of a book saying
how to be a lady, because my father hates me. Just kidding. Val, I love you. I'd say definitely a lady, her costume below fingertips must, first of all, no matter what.
Modesty is very important.
Modesty is very important. And definitely cover your shoulders. It's going to be a chilly one, ladies. What else are we thinking?
I'm big. One, I totally agree with the cover of the shoulders. I'm mm-hmm. a very fan, at least, of a good riff right at the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Very flattering.
Yeah. I like a nice cap sleeve, you know. It's a little, makes your shoulders a little bigger, you know, a little sexier, you know.
I would prefer ankles to be covered.
Okay. So to clarify, not just wearing a half calf socks.
No, I would like.
The full leg must be covered.
Full leg must be covered. Any leg is unacceptable.
So I would just actually like to bring this out to the general consensus. Socks. What do we feel about them?
I think that it's a great... Well, first of all, I would just like to point out, socks are, like, really weird.
They are
they
so
are very
strange.
Weird.
Their
yes.
sole purpose is, like, to get your sweat.
Your feet sweat.
Your feet sweat.
And but my feet sweat a lot.
Yes, well, yes.
They're very practical.
They are very practical.
But my question is, why isn't it, like, a medical thing? Like, why aren't there different absorbencies like they have with, like, tampons or something?
That's a good question.
Like, why are they treated like a clothing article?
Yes.
Because their purpose is kind of...
I don't know.
Medical.
But why don't we have socks for our armpits?
True.
I would definitely need them. My pits are so sweaty right now.
That's an interesting idea, like...
Yeah. Foot antiperspirant?
You know, I have seen... I've read a BuzzFeed article about people putting... feminine pads in their armpits when they're sweaty. I think it works. But you have to deal with the thought that you have a pad in your armpit.
Yes.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's like you can see that.
Not with that attitude. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point. It's a good point. I'm just saying also the different options we have for socks.
Right.
Ankle
okay.
socks.
What's your favorite? What's your preferred sock?
I really do enjoy the socks where, like, let's say I'm wearing a nice pair of Sperry's, just from Vans slip-ons, and I want to give the illusion that I'm not wearing
them. I hate this type of people. This is the worst type of people.
Let me just clarify.
I want to give the illusion.
You like to wear socks?
He likes no-show socks.
No-show socks.
Okay, let me say something about no-show socks.
Everyone knows you're wearing socks.
No. It's a wife beater for your foot. It's unnecessary.
I just want to give people the illusion that I don't care enough to put socks on, but, like, secretly, I have socks on.
Because they're medical. It isn't a fashion statement anymore. I am changing the social norms around socks.
One time, Jacob traveled to my house and left a single no-show sock in my house.
Ew.
And I was appalled.
Like, don't
He's
even.
Never invited back, yes. honestly.
No, that's
I can't
a sin.
Believe. No-show
Kensington,
socks?
Kensington, Maryland will welcome me back this summer.
No, they won't.
I will make sure of it.
No, not with your no-show socks. Cam, what's your favorite type of sock?
Okay. I like to bring in my inner douche, and I like my mid-rise white.
Yes.
Half-calf.
Half-calf.
Yes.
Half-calf.
It's a great cut.
It's a great cut. It's
I
so
love,
flattering on the ankle.
It is yes. very flattering. I like a white half-calf, and I love a black half-calf.
I can't pull off
but
a black
Nike
half-calf.
Elite half-calf,
when
not
I'm
the old man
half-calf. When I'm feeling super sporty,
mm-hmm.
I wear my black.
I would like everyone to just check their privilege. As a gentleman with Kangles, it's really hard for me to pull off half-calf socks.
All right, because there's no definition. You wear no-show socks, so you're just you're irrelevant to this conversation.
Irrelevant.
But but I also love
whites. But I appreciate a nice ankle sock when it's appropriate.
An ankle sock is a comfortable sock.
It is a comfy sock.
It's a comfy sock, and it goes right to the best part of your calf.
It is. It's,
it draws the eye in.
But I'm a person who has very thin calf, like very thin ankles.
Mm.
I was told by my trainer in high school that I had the most bony feet that she'd ever seen in her life.
Can I see an ankle right now?
Yes. For the viewers at home, here's my ankle.
Oh,
that's not that
bony.
It's a little bony.
That looks like an average ankle to me.
Yeah,
I just touched his foot. Tangles. Now my hand smells.
No, you can't see.
So
no one cares about you, Jacob.
That's what I know.
You see, I have that little bone. See?
I have like little veins. I'm wearing high tops.
Ooh, veiny.
But yes, like I discussed in my show, last night, my toes look like they look like chicken nuggets.
Yes, apparently they're adorable.
They are adorable.
You have chicken nuggets.
Yes, I do have chicken nugget toast.
And just discussing how much we love socks. Let's let everyone we thought it'd be a good song.
Okay,
to say,
what do you think about wool socks? Okay, let's stop. No more socks.
Love a good pair.
Actually, I actually want to get into this topic because me and my family live for smart wool socks.
Yes, I have. They're so comfy.
They're so fantastic.
A nice blue pair of smart wools.
Or green.
I have the green and gray.
It gets me hyped.
It's so good.
I think
I just I just realized I left my smart wool socks at home, and now I'm really sad.
Wow. Well, you also have no-show socks, so you can wear those with your bean boots.
Do you ever wear no-show wool socks?
Do those exist? Because I will invest in them.
Okay. And on that topic, we would like to play Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan.
Oh, we want Bob Dylan? Okay.
And the rain is blowing in. Shadows and the stars appear.
la 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 la. I know I act a fool, but la, 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 I promise you la, I'm going la, back to school. La, 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 I appreciate what you allow for me, and la, 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 I just la, want la, you to la, be proud.
I wanna
of me.
Tell the whole la, world about a friend of mine. This little light of la, mine, la, I'm finna la, let it shine. La, I'm finna la, take la, y'all la, back to them better times. I'm finna talk about la, my mama la, if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late night just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the training wheel so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson left the and the club, but didn't get me on curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause a nigga cheating, telling you lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See y'all, unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable lady that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you, cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, I just want you to be proud of me. Forrest Gump, mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me. Come on. It all depends though, if my end's low. Second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know. Tell your job, you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a Jag, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, so loud for you, cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so, I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know, no matter where you go, my love is true.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to jump right back into the conversation because it's really heated and we have a lot of opinions to talk about.
Yep.
So socks.
Socks.
And just bringing into the discussion of today of socks on Halloween. What's everyone planning on that?
It really depends. I have a good pair of USA socks. As a USA Freedom girl, of course, that will
Are
be incorporated
they
into
USA
my
USA no show.
They're not no
socks.
Show. They show. What would be the they point show. Of USA no show?
Because the
what's
no
the
show
point of
socks.
No, what's the point of no
left?
Show in general? That's, yeah. that's the question.
Okay, I right, don't want my feet to get sweaty, and I also don't want to show socks.
No.
Yeah, it's I disregard that opinion.
It's a very practical decision.
Just wear half calves.
I have the cankles.
Okay, so because Halloween's kind of a hard
yeah. So
hard topic.
Okay, so what I was thinking, like, I guess with my schoolgirl outfit, I was gonna wear what I actually wore to school. So I was gonna wear my black half calves and my white Converse.
Okay.
So that was my plan for that night. Other nights.
See,
I'm
I was
not
also
quite
thinking
sure.
For, since we're twins on that.
Right, right.
I'm thinking white mid-calves and my Sperry's.
Oh, I don't have Sperry's.
But fine.
So
you
it's
know,
fine.
We can get there
You
almost.
Know, it just depends if we were wearing dress uniform or not. So you would be wearing dress uniform.
Okay.
And I would not be wearing dress uniform.
Yes. I'm just that kind of person that would
yeah, he's dress. He likes to dress up. But I will be wearing a Oxford and I will be tying it at my waist.
Yes.
Probably with no buttons.
That's and a great transition to the song we're playing in about 5 minutes.
Okay,
so.
I already have an idea.
Right. I'm going to be wearing your typical schoolboy socks from Australia.
Okay. Well, what would a typical sock be in Australia for the schoolboy?
Well, it's like a white sock. With
yes.
And that's it.
So very similar to
very similar to our ideas.
I think it's going to be pretty similar.
Okay.
We should meet up that night and
we should match our socks
and see what they look like, just yeah. to see the different
right.
at work.
Or, super important.
Or I could burn.
You could burn your socks. You could burn your socks. That'd be silly.
Sorry.
Okay, Annie. So what about? What like that's there's multiple outfits because I've always
okay,
felt like
yeah,
you
okay,
want
so what's,
you want like the practicality
what are
of like
other,
a workout
let's go through
shop.
Some classic costumes and say what kind of socks should we wear.
Ghost.
Okay, ghost white socks.
Yes, but so ghost is always complicated for me because you want to dance, like you go to Halloween parties wanting to dance, but
right.
you have like a sheet over you, you're just kind of like oh.
If you should definitely make holes for your arms, that'd be really convenient.
Yeah,
true.
And you have to belt the sheet.
Yeah, you have to show off your figure.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Do
you put puncture holes in it to make it breathable?
Yes.
No.
Unless you want to say, well, if you're already putting a hole for your arms, why not just throw in another couple holes?
I just disagree.
Okay, why do you disagree?
The aesthetic, I think, is where he's going.
It's the aesthetic. Like, I get that it's trying
but
to be
you're putting a belt on it.
But you're like a ghost that's trying a little bit, you know? You're not like a ghost that's been like... had holes cut into it.
Well, I feel like in Harry Potter, those missing arms, missing...
But those are ghouls. There's a distinction
good,
between ghosts and ghouls.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. You want that traditional Charlie Brown ghost that you see in the movies. You don't want that Dementor ghoul.
Yes.
A Dementor ghoul is not appealing.
To certain groups, it might be. You have to remember that.
I do love a
yeah,
good Dementor ghoul.
You have to be inclusive to all groups of people.
You should remember that.
So, think about that. Well,
so, what are some other typical...
Let's go cat. Definitely above-the-knee black socks.
Oh, yes. Like, also similar. Witch, like a witchy vibe?
Yeah, you could
witch
go...
Witch or wizard?
Yes.
A witch would be more tattered socks, I would agree.
It's again, the vibe that you're going for as your witch.
So I think a good like staple point of this is whatever you feel like you want to represent, your socks are an important aspect of that. And I think that's
a definitely,
good...
Even if they're no-show.
No.
That's where I draw
No show socks are not included in any of this.
Where's Waldo? Striped socks.
Perfect.
Dr. Seuss. Oh, sorry. Cat in the Hat. I was Cat in the Hat when I was about in 7th grade.
Yep,
and
okay.
Was quite unfortunate.
It was probably a good one.
It was a very good one. My mom went all out on my Halloween costumes, and I unfortunately didn't rep them well.
You hate to hear it.
So, and that represents our next song, We're playing Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls. So I hope everyone gets really excited about
it. You'll love to hear it. And I hope you...
Also, you guys, if you are have a computer or anywhere nearby, you should look up the music video, to Buttons.
It's
transformative.
It may or may not be life-changing.
It's very, very, very good. Here it is.
No.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do it and I'm done. Losing my head to get it down.
We're back, and we're debating what kind of socks do you think Dwight Schrute would have worn?
Oh,
socks. I heard sex. We're talking about socks. So.
Socks, they say.
I don't know.
Freudian slip.
Freudian slip.
Socks.
You know, like that.
Socks. He wore the brown, like the ugly brown.
Yeah, it's like that grandma color. Like, I feel like grandmas love that color.
Here's the thing, when I'm wearing socks and I have pants on, I just don't care about like what the socks looks like, because I feel like you rarely see them, and I kind of respect him for not caring, you know.
Okay.
Dwight Schrute wears no-show socks?
No, I'm saying that,
That was kind of what you were insinuating.
No, I wasn't. I'm saying that I don't usually like match my socks.
You also should talk into the mic so people can hear you.
Well, when I'm wearing slacks or pants, I usually don't put much thought into what color socks I'm wearing. For example, my socks aren't matching right now.
See, that's where I think a lot of people
Draw the line.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where people go wrong.
I agree.
When you sit down and your pants go up just
and you
that
see
little
a nice
bit,
pair of socks.
You see a nice,
sexy.
Nice. It turns me on a little.
It totally does.
Yeah, like you see like a little that like pant rise a little bit, and then you see a little fun design under
there.
You're
like, ooh, he likes his socks.
And especially if he's like wearing some nice shoes.
Yeah.
To combat it, it's like you know what you're doing.
He knows it.
Okay.
He knows.
You're making money.
Personal anecdote.
Yeah.
My boyfriend got these new socks, and like when he has those socks on, my breath's taken away.
See, it's a real life example. Thank you.
I'm learning a lot today. I really value.
Have you ever felt that way with a no-show sock?
Never.
Well, you can't.
No-show socks.
The point of a no-show sock is a tough.
It's like
but
you it makes everyone soft. Everyone is soft with a no-show sock.
Yeah, honestly, no-show socks I think are made by the devil.
Oh,
I think it might be Satan's sock. You know? Okay, here's my firm hypothesis.
Okay,
no-show socks. Are Satan's socks.
You see,
it is an alliteration as well.
As someone who often compares himself to Satan, I will take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think Satan has a good sense of fashion?
He doesn't. You know, Satan is.
If he wears no-show socks, I'm
questioning that. Satan doesn't wear clothes, Jacob.
I genuinely do think that Satan has a quality fashion sense. I think he wears designer.
So I'm also going to just stipulate this. You know when you fall asleep and you're super tired, so you fall asleep, you forget to take your socks off? Mm-hmm. Then waking up the next morning is the worst situation.
That.
Do you feel that as a no-show sock wearer, do you have a similar connection with socks?
As a no no-show sock wearer. I'm very careful to remove my no-show socks before I go to bed.
Yep.
That being said, if I end up in bed with my no-show socks on, it is very uncomfortable.
You know, and also, I've never actually experienced falling asleep. But here's the worst part about no-show socks. When you wear them to bed, they automatically fall off.
Yeah, they,
exactly.
And like, if you wear socks to bed, you want them to stay on because you did it on purpose.
Shoes, they fall off.
Right.
Wearing socks to bed is an
abomination. Roll up. And
they
that's
roll.
Never comfortable.
It's like, so what's the point? What is the point? They're gonna fall off.
So we can totally define that. No-show socks
are the worst.
They're useless. They're man beaters for your feet.
You mean wife beaters?
Wife beaters for your feet.
I will.
They're man beaters.
Wear no-show. I will be buried in my no-show socks.
Okay. Well, I will not.
Well, I will not go to your funeral.
No, not with like a fashion sense with like that. I only go to friends' funerals who are dressed well.
With nice socks under their slacks.
So good luck, Jacob.
And just to send us off. Here's a random song.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
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 She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
You and me. Devil makes three, don't need no other loving babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little
babe. Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever loving babe.
More than just a friend. Oh, the feeling. to expect. Stay one step away. We won't have to wait.
When I see you again, and I'm greeted as a friend, it is understood.
Quality quarterback, but you're here with me.